Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. We got a full house today. Steve's in the room.
Yes.
Bree's in the room.
Yes.
Amber's in the room. Producer Zach.
Baba Booey to you all.
Exactly.
It's a full house.
It is, man. That's what I just said. Yeah. And together we are your Weekly Dose podcast. Always listening to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning.
Thank you for joining us this week and every week as we pay homage to our favorite radio gods, Mark and Brian, with the hopes of getting them into the Radio Hall of Fame someday, perhaps next year. For sure next year, I should say that. All right. Thank you for joining us recently if you're new, and thank you for coming back if you're not. We love it when you're part of our family.
Absolutely. Well, we got definitely a busy day for you guys. Of course, we're playing I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross because it's National Coming Out Day. And actually, we'll be talking to Amber a little bit later on about that, too, as well.
Yes.
And God, a lot of people passed away this week, man.
I know.
Four people. So we'll be talking about those guys. We're going to give you some Vermont State facts.
Yay, Vermont.
It's no bra day. So.
Really? Oh, good. I'm not wearing one.
All right.
Yes.
Yes.
No, I didn't even know.
Look at that. She's already.
I actually wore one today.
No, take it off.
I don't usually. Hey, I got
it. Nice. So, well, it was celebrating, was not.
I didn't know how cold it was going to be in here.
Just take it off.
Well, maybe we could do the flash dance thing.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. There you go. And the reason why it's no bra day, because breast cancer awareness is the reason why for that. Yeah. We're going to send Bree out to the farmer's market today.
Yes.
And so we got a lot of fun going on. So hang tight, guys. It's going to be a bumpy ride today.
And don't forget, you can interact with the show commenting on our website, yourweeklydose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
And not only can you download the show for free from our website, but you can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and my favorite, Spotify. So just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, do not forget to rate and review the show as well. Please? Please?
Por favor.
Por favor.
Now, as always.
Okay, then.
All right. As always, we need to give a shout out to our sponsor, Amazon. Amazon, we love you. I get an Amazon package every single day.
I do, too.
I kid you not.
Are you using our banner?
Yes. Yeah. I need to use the banner. I keep forgetting. Dang it. Okay, because without Amazon, we could not do this show for all of you. And they have been with us since day one of the show.
That is right, Amber.
Yes.
There's no better place to go shopping than Amazon. They have everything.
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 Everything. So get what you want by shopping on Amazon. Just remember to use the banner.
I will remember.
Yes. All you got to do is go to our website. Yep. Click on our banner.
Okay.
Bookmark it, because that's the most important thing.
I will bookmark it.
That way, when you go back.
Can I do it on my app?
You should be able
to. I
do
everything on my phone.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Kitty litter.
Yep.
Pet
me too.
Gates.
Me too.
You can get laundry detergent, tea. I get my tea on there.
I just got, I had to go searching for some new cases for my iPhone. I have an SE. Mm-hmm. And then I gave my mom my older phone, which is a 5C.
Oh, nice.
You can't find them. You can't find them at Target. You can't find them at Best Buy. Got to go on Amazon.
Yep.
Dude, this is a cool case.
So, yeah. The only thing I was disappointed in is that it doesn't have the protector on it, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to get one of those. And that's okay. That's not too bad. So, but no, go on to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark it. That is the most important thing. That way, every time you click on it, we get a little bit of love back.
Now, of course, you get shopping done without the crowds, and that's always good. You can shop in your underwear if you want to.
Yes.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
Or naked.
Or naked.
Or
just
naked.
Like Bree. Bree's got no bra on.
Always.
Yeah.
Or in the bathtub.
Yeah.
So anyway, today, what I did was I keyed in Amazon Farm, since there's all this stuff going on with the farmers in the country and all that stuff. Amazon has a plethora of farming type products.
Uh-huh.
I'll read some categories.
Ooh.
Plant, seeds, bulbs, pest control, soils, fertilizers, mulches, beekeeping supplies, structures and hardware, poultry care, agriculture and construction implements, agriculture and grounds management implements, livestock supplies, material transport, and my favorite, plant germination.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I took a plant propagation class when I was in college. It was so much fun. Learned about how to grow things, how to combine things, and all that. So it's great. You've got Arrow Garden Miracle Grow Gourmet Herb.
Oh, good Lord.
I bought worm poop. On Amazon.
Yes.
Oh. Worm tea. The tea?
Yeah, it's great fertilizer.
Yes. And you just, it's a tea bag, and you just soak it and you water your plants with it. It's freaking amazing.
They even have arrow gardens where you have a little air moisture garden where it just takes moisture out of the air.
Once again, Amazon. You can find
everything.
Yeah.
Everything you always want. So.
Yes. So if you're going to do all of your shopping online, there's only one place to go. Yourweeklydose.com. I need to do it as well. So use your Amazon banner and get to ordering.
And remember,
all the worm poop.
All the worm poop.
Worm poop.
Worm. We should have a day about worm
ladybugs.
Poop.
Ladybugs.
Yes.
Ladybugs.
Tiny plants. Air plants. I
that's,
everything.
Yeah, that's what we
I
just
have
said.
Amazon.
So. Now remember, when you use our Amazon banner, Amber,
everyone's looking at me again.
You help support the show that you are now a part of. Uh-oh.
I know. What the hell am I doing? I probably spent like $200 this week on Amazon.
Oh, my God.
We would have gotten 20 cents.
I fucked up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazon.
I know.
Work hard. Have fun. Make history.
Not at $200. I know we got a lot to catch up with, so should we catch up?
I suppose.
All right.
I'm trying.
Those are done?
Don't throw those away, though. So, Bree.
Yes.
You went on a little trip, my dear.
I did.
And she's still waking up, too.
I'm really sleepy. I was late. But
no worries.
Yeah. So, I went to Oregon, last Thursday morning. Uh-huh. So my plane, I went with my ex-boyfriend, the dreaded ex-boyfriend.
That's awkward.
Yeah, no, we're best friends.
Okay.
Yeah. We have an interesting dynamic. But so our plane was supposed to leave Thursday morning at 8 a.m. from John Wayne, and I was planning on leaving around 5:30. We were going to take a lift to his apartment, then go together.
Mm-hmm.
So I was up really late, really excited, packing, and I stayed up till 3:30, 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, I have to be up in an hour. I'm just going to rest my eyes. I didn't set my alarm, And I didn't have my ringer on. So my friend kept calling me, and he's sending me all these texts, and he's just like, what, am I not invited anymore? Are we not going? Like, what's going on? Are we fighting?
Green.
I know. And then I call him. I wake up at like 9.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I had a little bit of time, and I call him. I start crying. I'm like, what do I do? I'm ruining my trip. And then I call the airlines, and they were able to find me a plane at like 10:30. So it wasn't too bad. So we were able to go. And we flew into Portland, and then we actually stayed in Camas, Washington, which was like 20 minutes outside of Portland. Yeah. It was so cute. This
now, is your family from Portland? Or?
Well, no. So, well, my family, we moved up there when I was 5.
Okay.
We lived in Hillsboro from when I was 5 till when I was 8 and a half, and then we moved to South Carolina for a year. Then we came back to California. So originally I'm from Orange County, California, but I spent a little period of my time, like a really nice chunk of my life.
Up there,
yeah. So, we flew into Portland, drove to Camas, checked into our cute little hotel. It was built in 1911. It was called the Camas Hotel, so it was pretty. It's pretty old. Yeah, apparently
haunted.
I thought so.
My brain goes like haunted.
No, there were creepy pictures. The whole town was spooky. Like they had like a Halloween day, like the first day of October, and like all these little kids like dressed up as little witches, and you know people already giving candy and cookies out.
It's
so
pretty cool up there.
I want to move up there.
Well, Karen's family's from there.
Oh really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
In Aurora.
Oh okay. I don't know where that is, but so,
it's just outside. It's okay. A small little town. I mean, you blink and you go through.
Oh okay. No, I love it basically. Honestly. And then I went to Hillsboro. And I saw my old house that I was talking about before.
Oh, nice.
So I haven't seen it in 14 years. And I went there and I wanted to see if the owners were there so I could talk to them about possibly buying the house in about 5 years, because that's what I want to do. That's been my goal. I'm like, I want it because they're older. So I'm hoping like maybe they'll retire and I'll buy the house. Like, I don't know.
Retire or die.
Exactly. Yeah. Smiling. But no, it was so cool. It was such a trip. And then so there was no one there. And there was like an Amazon box, funny enough, outside their door. And it looked like it was delivered like 3 weeks ago, had dust and spiders on it. So
oh,
I'm like,
geez.
No one's here. I'm like, I think. So we just like used the property and then we just hung out. And I had my dad built me like this like dollhouse when I was little, and it was open and I was able to go in there, and it had things from my room.
Still in there.
Oh my God.
The little mattress that was in there, because it was like, it's a little like kind of like a shed, but they made it into like a dollhouse type of thing, and it had monkey bars, and then it had like a little ladder with a little bed, like a little mattress and a stained glass window that I did the painting on, and still they didn't change anything. And my dad made a dog run for two American Eskimos, but he didn't finish it, so he had like this like whole area, and they didn't finish it either. He had like cinder blocks just out there they're growing like moss around them, just like exactly where my dad left them. So it was cool. We went there, and then we went to my favorite restaurant, which was Izzy's. It was like a little old town buffet type of thing. So we went there, and then we visited my old elementary school, Witch Hazel Elementary School, which was really cool. We got to go inside.
Witch Hazel Elementary, that's the cutest thing
ever. I
know,
isn't it? I took pictures outside, and my dad, I was the very first class there, and we voted on the Witch Hazel Wolves. So my dad had the original like jacket, and so I was able to go, and I was the only one. They had a basketball game, so I was able to actually go inside the school and walk through the office, and I had the OG like Witch Hazel Wolves. I'm like, I'm the very first class here, you know? So it was a really fun time. Yeah, it was good. I loved it. I want to move back there in like 5-7 years, you know.
Amber, how was your week?
To me, baby.
Mine was fantastic. The dog is much better.
Good.
But she's cuckoo now.
Oh no.
They put her on phenobarbital to stop the seizures, but it's making her like super. She went from like lethargic on the other medication to now she's like she's constantly eye fucking you and chasing you all over the house. And they have to keep, she has a little collar of bells that she has to wear in case she has seizures and you can hear her.
Oh my God.
And so you'd hear all you'd hear bells all day. Like, she's just running around the fucking house doing everything. Just like, in the middle of the night, she runs laps all around. Yeah, she runs.
How old is she?
Oh my God. 4.
Oh,
so we're like, okay, how do we like
kinda
pull
like
this
year
back a little bit?
Probably
the medication.
Cut the dose in half, maybe.
Yeah, well, we're waiting for the neurologist. Oh, this fucking dog.
Aww.
A neurologist
so
for a dog.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Whoa.
Wow.
Well, I know a good imager. A nuclear imager veterinarian.
Really?
Yeah. A friend of ours is...
that's right, Lisa, huh?
Lisa's husband, yeah. Wow. Well, Lisa. She's half owner in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. They charge more for that for dogs
than they do
for fucking people.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's why Lisa and her husband live
in
Newport.
They know
they
can. That's
true.
They can.
They pull the heartstrings.
Yes.
Newport. No, it's Crystal Cove, dude. That's what they
Up on
Newport.
Up on the cliffs there.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad the dog's doing better, though.
Yeah, she's good. It's been a good week. Homecoming at Milliken for my daughter, and it's all been pretty good.
Cool. Yeah. Steve?
Well, you know, as all of you know, the winter, this previous winter, from about December till April, I was more or less deaf because of my allergies, closed my ears off, and I went through all that, and then I was able to get some medication and stuff that calmed my sinuses down, and it went away for a couple months, and then I went to a hearing place, and they measured my hearing because my doctor wanted to make sure everything was all right and stuff, and they said, well, your hearing is down. I said, well, yeah, I have trouble hearing because my allergies. But they said, well, even so, it's still not great, so we're going to get you hearing aids because of my insurance. I didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah,
anything.
Right. You're at that age now.
Well, that was like May, and my hearing started clearing up around May through, and then so finally, well, they made an appointment, and then they canceled it because they didn't get shipped or anything. This last week, they called me. Okay. I'm like, really?
Since
okay.
May?
So yesterday, I went to the hearing, and I got hearing aids.
Nice.
They are.
Do you have them on now?
No, I wouldn't wear them this morning because of the headphones.
Yeah,
I had them on yesterday all day.
Uh-huh.
And it was really interesting. The world is loud. That was really funny. Out and standing, waiting for the bus, listening to all the traffic go by. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't miss this at all. But it's cool because now if I have problems with my hearing, my sinus and stuff, I just put them in and I'll be okay.
That's
I can
great.
Hear and talk to people. There's nothing
Normally.
Worse. Yeah, I was over at Neil and Debbie's last like December or so, and they were talking to me, and I'm just sitting there ignoring them
because
I can't hear them.
That's nothing. We're down at the table, the whatever, you know, and we're talking about the show and stuff, whatever. I'm like, hey, Steve, did you do this or whatever?
He's ignoring you. Now
Steve.
I know. My grandpa used to be
Steve.
You'd be like, "Where's Grandpa?" I'm like, "Oh, he's relaxing." Where? Well, what? And he'd be like sitting with his hearing aids out, reading a book to fucking drown all of us out. Now
wow.
I know.
That's right.
Now I know.
That's right.
Makes sense.
I had a girlfriend years ago. Her grandmother lived with her and her family at their house, and her grandmother was like a selective hearing.
Yeah,
that's how my grandpa
so,
is. The
yeah,
one
she'd
with.
Sit there. She wouldn't talk to anybody and sit there and ignore everybody.
Uh-huh.
One night we were looking at Saturday Night Live, and Eddie Murphy did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
And he did
the word, and he said, and he unveiled the word, and it was scumbucket. He goes, can you all say scumbucket? Suddenly, Grandma, she wasn't watching. Grandma kind of perked up, and she turned, and she looked TV, and she goes, well, great night, and got up.
He did buckwheat.
He did buckwheat, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Funny.
Those are classic.
They are.
Those are freaking classic.
So that was my big thing.
Nice, dude. Well, congratulations, man. It's about damn time.
So I now...
You'll be able to hear.
I should.
Yeah.
Now we'll know when he's ignoring us. He's really...
Except for the production meeting, because I'm going to have headphones on. I won't put them in. So that may still be a problem.
True.
Great. Zach, how was your week, bud?
All right, I need to vent about something.
Uh-oh.
Okay, we're all here.
So,
everybody take a breath.
I'm taking a health class that's part of I need it for like my science units for my AA degree.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been studying like cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular system, respiratory, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So for a week, I've been studying this handout that he gave us. He said this coming up quiz is going to be on this handout. Like, okay. So I read it three times, highlighted, made flashcards, everything. This past Tuesday, he sends an email saying, no class today, I'm sick. Okay. Quiz was supposed to be on Tuesday.
Okay.
Get in Thursday, he said, I'm just going to do a whole lecture for an hour and a half, and then I'm going to give you guys a quiz to take home.
Okay.
I was like, cool, okay.
All right.
So I get home, I open up this quiz. There are maybe four questions on cardiovascular stuff and heart things. Everything else is on cancers, tumors, STDs, stuff that we have not even openly discussed in class.
You have to take it home and use your book then, right?
Google. Yeah.
Well, no, that's the thing. We don't have the book. He actually, okay. the handouts
oh,
he gives...
lectures and
yeah,
class?
Yeah, okay. the handouts he gives us are pages from the actual book.
Okay.
So
okay.
we don't have to spend $300 buying a book
oh,
that we're
going to
use
Oh, so he gives it out to you okay. as you're
right.
learning it.
So I'm going, there's no way this is right. Is
Unless he expects you to use Google.
Is he listening?
No, but
he's
I...
He's a shitty teacher.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, that's
oh,
exactly...
Ouch.
That's,
yeah.
And my mom is an RN of 25 years.
Okay.
And she's kind of looking... I'm, like, showing her because she's incapacitated, you know, with this
well, have her
thing.
Take the test.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
No, she did for me, actually. But she's
mom,
looking over this
clutch.
Going... And she read my handout, too. It's only, like, 20 pages for
okay.
this one section. And she's going, there is not a single thing in here that has anything to do with the reading material he gave you. Not a little bit.
Yeah.
This makes no sense. So I emailed him and called him out on it.
Good.
And I went, you know, with all due respect, I said, you know, this and this is in here. And he just went, well, that was the quiz I intended to give you guys.
What?
I went, you intended to give us something that we couldn't possibly answer correctly?
It's like, had it not been an in-home quiz, had yeah. you had gone in, it would
exactly.
have seemed like you weren't prepared and you didn't study, but you did.
There's questions about radiology,
what?
Leukemia. And I'm like, we'd never even...
We go over that topic. Yeah. Fractions.
Mm-hmm. This is the time that you write a strongly worded letter.
Yes.
I'm going to write a scathing
to the
letter.
Dean.
To the dean. Yeah, yes. right to the dean.
But he did respond with... I have to go over the material on Monday, which I will. We'll talk then.
Something.
I went
yeah,
and went
like
to like reviewmyprofessor.com.
Yeah,
you ever seen those?
Yeah, yeah.
The biggest complaint everyone has about him are the tests. It makes no sense. So I'm wondering, like, maybe I'm the only person that's going to call him out on it. It's got the balls to do it.
Yeah.
And
I do it.
I'm going to because.
Oh, man, that's the biggest percentage
but
of your grade.
I would bring it to the dean. And show them on the website what the other complaints are, that you're not
too.
The only one.
Yeah.
Out your email.
And this is a repetitive thing with him, and it needs
so
to
is
change.
It, is it Dean Wormer or Dean Martin?
You know, as soon as Steve like opened his mouth, I had that ready to go because I knew it was going to be one of those jokes.
But I'm
bound. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, that's I mean, and the other, God, my other nightmare. I know Sean and even Paul kind of goofed on me on Facebook. My Spanish class. That's another nightmare.
Oh no!
Try learning Spanish for the first time in your whole life from a little. Off, fresh off the boat, Korean woman with a thick Korean accent. With a thick Korean accent.
Oh,
try learning Spanish that way.
Why do you have to take Spanish?
This, well, I picked it because it's part of like arts and humanity.
That's a bit.
Yeah, and I just kind of
you wanted
dude,
to learn a little.
Dude, I gotta. I will
we
record.
Have to work on being able to speak Spanish with a Korean accent,
guys. I'm not kidding. I will record a video okay. of her lecturing, and I will. Extract the audio. I will put it on here so you guys can hear.
That's
I'm not
okay.
joking.
Do it. Do
we
it.
You can do that. Record a whole lecture and then we'll pick parts of it and ask questions.
Oh,
and
there.
Then,
yeah.
And,
yeah.
That's funny.
And use bits of it to answer.
That'd be funny.
We're gonna play pin the tail on the Spanish language. And so, in conclusion, I'm getting a C in the Spanish class because it's just the homework is what you have to do online that gets you through it.
Yeah.
So as long as I just keep doing that, I think I'll be fine. But
okay.
I'm gonna call the teacher out on this health thing.
I would. I would actually bring that. To the dean.
No,
I'm
for
just
sure.
I'm just like
you're
I'm
not
just,
the only one.
Well, I had a busy week.
Oh, yes, tell us.
It was I had something almost every freaking day. Monday night, went up to Hollywood to go support our friend Karen Volpe. Which is Paul Preston who does our movies. Karen was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer recently.
Oh, yeah. I saw that her husband had an event.
So friends of hers that were in two bands, two cover bands. One was a Journeys tribute band, and the other one was just like an 80s cover tribute band. So she got to perform with both of them, actually. So I was there for that. That was an awful lot of fun. The Journey band was really, really good. The band that opened, though, the first band when I got there, it was just really weird because I understood the concept. The guy, the lead vocalist and guitar player, was kind of a combination of Jimmy Page and Fat Elvis.
Wow. Could have thought that up if I tried.
Yeah. So, and the band sounded good, but what they would do is play a Led Zeppelin song. But he would sing it as Fat Elvis.
What? That's
random.
So just imagine that, you know. Okay, you know, kind of a thing.
I love it.
You just gave me an idea for a bit.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I got to write it down.
So that was the band. So, like I said, I liked it. Was interesting to watch and everything. The band was good, but I'm just like, no, kind of a thing, you know. Or he would do an Elvis song and sing, like, let's say, Suspicious Minds.
And he wouldn't do that like an Elvis.
No, he would do it like Elvis.
Okay. Well,
but they would play a Led Zeppelin song underneath it.
What the heck?
And, like,
that doesn't make sense.
No.
Led Zeppelin, Elvis.
Yeah, it was so it was unusual.
Interesting.
So, but once Paul and Karen got there, it was really good. Really nice crowd turned out.
How's she doing? Is she doing good?
She's doing good. Last I saw that they posted, they got the thing in for her chemo. She's had her first.
Yeah, she's in a hospital bed.
Chemo done and everything. Mm-hmm. So far so good. They've raised quite a bit of money for the bills already.
God,
and
like over $30,000,
which is great. Awesome. Just wonderful.
It's expensive, man.
It is.
Our healthcare system.
That disappears in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think that's like the first day. So
And really? Pancreatic issues are just man of the pits.
So so I went down and supported them and everything. And it was great. And later on, they're going to have more events or whatever to help raise money. So I'll be involved with those.
Awesome.
So I can't wait for that. Then Tuesday, I had dinner with a friend of ours, Jody, because she had a big scare thinking that she had a tumor that could have been cancerous, and it wasn't, thankfully. So,
yay, Jody.
Yeah, so she came over and had dinner with myself and Roman. We watched a movie. And then Wednesday night, I had a rehearsal with a friend of mine for this band that she's trying to put together. And then Thursday night, what did I do Thursday night?
Masturbated a lot.
No, that was Zach.
That was every night.
Hi. Yeah, exactly. 10 o'clock, gotta go.
Stay out of my window.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wonderful.
What was your star sign again?
So, first, second.
Gemini?
Yeah. So, Thursday night, I joined a musicians network. Thing. We were supposed to have a talent show on Thursday.
Oh, that's fun.
Nobody did their job or whatever, so no talent show and what have you. So now they're trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do with this network kind of a thing for Long Beach musicians, and no one's basically doing their job. So I'm just like going, okay, kind of sucks.
Long Beach did something. Oh.
Yeah, and it's cool because, I mean, the talent is there. They have the ability to do it. So
get it together.
So did that Thursday, and then last night we had the homecoming for Los Alamitos also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And so my son Roman got to sing. The choir sang.
Oh, cool.
And it was really, really cool because they did the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And then they were also part of the halftime show. And I've never seen so many people come out for a high school game in Southern California.
Yeah.
It's
a big deal.
That fits in with the theme today.
It does.
Yeah. I'm coming out.
And it was really, I mean, a lot of people came out when I was in high school. I mean, we were all there in spirit and, you know, whatever, and you're there for the socializing. But, I mean, the field was filled with the cheerleaders, the dance, the color guard and everything, and then the choir kids and so forth, what have you. And the bleachers were still filled.
Yeah.
It was like no empty spots or anything like that.
Spirit. That's awesome.
Yeah. My God. It was great.
Milliken pushes it. I mean, all the schools around here, they love it. It's like
that's
and
awesome.
They include everybody. Like at Milliken, they get every group. Like they, you know, they kind of have all the after school classes or the groups.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter's in the LGBTQ, you know, well, there's like tons
club
of
club or whatever.
There's tons of the alphabet group, right?
Okay,
But she's in that, and they like, they had a bunch of them. They did like snacks and lemonade for everybody, and
that's so cool.
They were so and to get everybody involved.
Yeah, it was so
everybody.
Fun. It was so fun, and we were playing against Fountain Valley, and we kicked their ass. It was like 42-7.
Nobody likes the Fountain Valley.
Well, they suck.
I used to live by Edison, and they're like, Fountain Valley.
Is Los Al ranked? They're usually one of the big schools, aren't they?
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah.
Los Al's always
I think
there.
We should look that up.
I know baseball is really big with Los Al, though. I know that for sure. So, but anyway, so we did that last night. So it was a busy week for me. It was an awful lot of fun,
Sounds
though.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah, it was an awful lot of fun. So, well, you know what? Today, it's really interesting. We were kind of trying to figure out what to do today. And we saw that it was Free Thought Day. So we just want to get some ambiance going down. We're going to lower the lights here a little bit.
I'm scared.
Turn the sun off.
And just...
you can turn the sun off?
If an apple falls from a tree...
See, it's theater of the mind.
Yeah. I have a question.
I have an answer.
right away, if an apple falls from the tree and Isaac Newton isn't there to be hit by it, is there still gravity?
It's possible.
Yes.
It's possible.
If you make a fart and you, no one hears it but you, is it still a fart?
Let me try. Yes.
All right.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, not too hard. Not too hard.
So let's just kind of lower the lights down a little bit.
Okay, if it gets any, yeah. Darker in here,
can we remove some clothing just to get more?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
Maybe remove some people.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard this is going.
Okay.
Let's just kind of free flow our thoughts here, whatever comes
Everybody
to our mind.
Take a deep breath.
Just kind of think.
Cleansing breath.
Yeah, that feels good.
Zen. I took a voice and movement class. We had to do this. I called it moaning class. We would audibly exhale.
So, if someone with multiple personalities threatens to kill himself, is it considered a hostage situation?
If you try to fail and succeed, which one have you actually accomplished?
Why is a building called a building if it's already built?
Oh.
It's eating.
If the number 2 pencil is the most popular pencil, why is it still called number 2?
Bree's really thinking about these.
I really am.
Look at that look on her face.
Really
like, wow.
There's steam. There's steam coming out of her ears.
Why is it called number 2?
It's the hardness of the lead.
Yeah,
oh, I see.
A number 1 is too soft.
I see.
A number 3 is too hard.
The other way.
Number 2 is just right.
Is it the other way?
The other way.
Oh, number 1 is too hard. 1 is too hard? Okay, never mind.
Okay. Everybody clear your mind. This is especially for Bree.
Oh.
If a product says, do not use if seal is broken, how are you supposed to break the seal and use it?
You just use it. That's what you do.
Hey, Amber, pass me my bong.
Thank you. Later. Mine's in my car. I got you, bro. Here's the lighter.
Okay, that works.
If athletes get athlete's foot, do astronauts get mistletoe?
Oh.
If humans get a Charlie horse, what do horses get? I hate Charlie horses.
Whoa.
I hate them.
If you didn't get caught, did you really do it?
Guilty as charged.
If blind people wear dark glasses, why don't deaf people wear earmuffs?
You're wearing earmuffs.
I like that. That was, that
I'm
would
taking
make
this
sense.
Home with me.
Oh, I like this one. If an orange is orange, why isn't a lime called a green and a lemon called a yellow?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, I've always wondered that.
Because life's not fair.
Okay, this one's just stupid.
Really, just this one?
Yeah. If you throw your cat out of a car window...
Car? Sadie.
Does it become kitty litter?
That one's kind of funny.
Zadie litter.
My kids are going to love these. I'm taking this home.
If time heals all wounds, how come belly buttons don't fill in?
It does with belly lint.
Yeah. I mean, what? What?
All right. Let's cleanse ourselves one more time. There you go.
And plie.
Boy, that's some real free thought there.
I was relaxing.
There you go.
And there we go, guys. Free thought day. So
let's just play this music the rest of the show.
I really
I'm going to fall asleep.
I know, it's nice. I'm not needing a massage.
Yeah.
All righty.
goodbye music.
Yeah, because you know what? It's if we have that music with what we're going to talk about next, it's going to be really depressing.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, that's not.
We've lost a lot of good people this past week, man.
Yeah.
Two great musicians. Larry Drunsum, who is the bassist and one of the founding members of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's like, good God, I think he was, what, 70 when he passed? So it's just, I mean, I'm worried about you, brother.
I am too. The
Turn it up.
Down. Counting down. It's like, what's the date today?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's less than a month.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm worried about you.
This song just screams America.
It does.
America.
Yeah. You know, they wrote it as a political kind of like anti, like a little backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, long time, basically. It's a 38 special founding Lynyrd Skynyrd bassist Larry Drunsum. Basically, 38 special confirmed the news on Facebook. The big man on the big bass has left. His former bandmates wrote, "He rocked the arenas all over the world and succeeded in living his dream. He was truly one of a kind, a congenial traveling companion and great friend to all, with a humorous slant on life that always kept our spirits high. A kind man with a big heart for everyone who crossed his path. There will never be another like him. We are standing our devoted love, strength, and comfort to his wife and his family. We will miss our friend and partner." So, yeah, just, you know, two great bands, 38 special and founding member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
He always had that hat on.
Yeah.
Always. Always, always, always. That hat was like his.
Yeah, exactly.
I have one.
Oh. And then another legend that we lost, drummer Ginger Baker from Cream. It's like, dude, really?
My fellow Ginger.
Yeah. You know, Ginger Baker, who helped refine the role of Dreams of Rock and Roll, became a superstar in the process. He passed away last Sunday in a hospital in southeastern England. He was 80. So that's way above you. So you're okay there, Steve. Yeah. His family confirmed his death on his post on official Twitter account. Baker drew worldwide attention, of course, for his approach to the drums, as sophisticated as it was forceful, when he teamed with guitarist Eric Clapton and bassist Jack Bruce in the band Cream in 1966. And then from that point on, I mean, he just did so many other different types of bands and just kind of continued his career, basically. It wasn't until 2013, though, he had serious health problems. He toured and recorded a quarterly whimsical named Ginger Baker Jazz Confusion. Interviewed with that year with the BBC on television, he claimed to have lost everything 6 or 7 times in his life. Yeah, he thought he'd retire, managed to sort of outlive his pension, as it were, so he had to go back to work, basically. Once asked in an interview how he would like to be remembered, he paused for a moment and gave a one-word answer: drummer.
Yeah,
I love that.
If you want to have fun, Google Ginger Baker faces, because he was the man of many
of
faces. Look, he looks just like Abe Lincoln in this picture, doesn't he?
Let me see.
Well, he does, hell? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that trippy?
That
yeah,
is trippy.
He's had many looks.
Huh. He does. Let's take a quick listen to some of his talent, though.
Ooh.
I could do that if I wanted to.
Right.
But you don't want to.
Right.
You know, if you were to practice 8 hours a day, every day, for the rest of your life, you still wouldn't quite get there.
No. I mean, he had to hang with Clapton.
It's true. Yeah.
But, so, I mean, but like, you got to remember, they all came up at the same time, though. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's like the Beatles. Everybody says, oh, they're so great. Yeah, they're great. But it's like, they had no idea what the hell they were doing.
No, yeah.
You know, and that's the brilliance of it. You think you know or whatever. I mean, they don't become legends until later on. And you look back at the brilliance, and that's what it was with Ginger
Baker.
They
always evolve, and they always get better, and it's just...
Yeah. I mean, because you got to remember, with Clapton, though, I mean, he took everything of what American blues was and then transcribed that into his own,
yeah.
And that came out
yeah.
with his own thing.
Clapton. Always Clapton.
So, so now we got to flip over to the other side of the entertainment world. The flamboyant comic Rip Taylor.
Oh!
That was good. Zach is always up on the impressions.
Passed away.
That's why I'm here.
Do it again. Do it again.
Ow!
Yeah.
Oh, goodness Christ. Ow!
I love it.
You don't even need to play the clip, man.
Yeah, exactly. Had passed away, oh, so and good. Rip. I got to know Rip Taylor because of two things. He did something stupid called the $1.98 Beauty Show, which Chuck Barris
so funny.
Did, which was hysterical. And basically, you know, you have these women come on, celebrity judges who really didn't say much. You know, and then they got to choose who the beauty queen was for that week, whatever. Mm-hmm. And he would then give them $1.98, but from like a change counter on his hip kind of thing. And then wilted flowers or whatever and throw his confetti and sing the songs. And
it was so awesome.
Oh, my God. It was hysterical, you know. But then I got to know him because of also a kid's TV show called Sigmund and the Sea Monster.
Creepiest show ever.
Yeah. And he played the genie or whatever. And it was really weird. But wonderful comedian. Here he is with Dick Clark back in 1976.
Wait, rip.
Confetti over everybody.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
I had 20 more to do, but that was the best laugh, so that's it.
Do you realize that this man is about to appear in the Student Prince?
Yes.
Is that possible?
Oh, yes, for the Kenley Players in Ohio, Dayton and Columbus. The Student Prince, hello.
You spend most of your life, though, in Reno, Tahoe, Las Vegas, and
yes.
so forth.
Yes.
After that, you go back where?
Oh, I go back to show business again.
You go back to Harris?
Oh, yeah, going to Harris, Reno, Harris, Tahoe.
What are you doing, the Student Prince?
Oh, there's a new part. They wrote a funny part for me called Lutz. It's wonderful.
Well, there was one. Who is the man? See the man in the front row down there with the glasses, the beard, and the confetti all over him? Oh, you have destroyed this audience. You've never seen a vainer audience.
Gosh.
You had one question.
That fro.
Big old fro.
Wait a minute, I can't hear you. Hold on.
You wear a toupee.
I wear a toupee, so do you. Smack you in a minute, too.
I mean,
how many lines of coke was he on here?
That was just his personality.
He was just side, up.
It's just terrible what happens anymore. His roots are dead.
Would you mind?
I was just teasing. Anyway.
I was going to ask you, would you mind standing by? I know you've got an engagement. You're doing a very, very important benefit tonight. This will be a couple of weeks afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Would you stand by and pick up a few tips from this younger generation on improving your choreography?
Jokes. Yeah, give me some. Tell me jokes while they do that.
You come over and what is it you want to do?
Throw the confetti.
Put your confetti on him.
Yeah.
His eyes.
And that's what he was known for, was obviously his confetti. And they said how it started out was that he was, I think, on the Merv Griffin show or something, where he was doing some kind of card trick thing that supposedly is supposed to go wrong. And he rips up the cards and then threw it up or whatever. And then he got known as the confetti guy.
Yeah.
You know?
It was like he went, oh, well, and threw it up. And everybody went crazy.
Yeah. And then Ed Sullivan called him the crying comedian, because that's what he would do half the time also. So he led a very good career. I mean, he was, all the way up into, I think, recent times. I mean, he was in Wayne World 2. Mm-hmm. You said he was in the Jackass movies?
Yeah, he was like he was the ending scene for all three movies.
The ending comedy relief.
Yeah.
And then he was in he did some voiceover work too. You said he did this voiceover for DuckTales,
yes,
one of the movies.
Yes, he was
Indecent Proposal 2.
You were talking about that what was the sea monster movie or show called?
Oh yeah, that sea monster. Oh,
Sigmund.
He said he was a genie or something, right?
Yeah.
That's what he was in the DuckTales movie. He was a little genie.
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Wow. How about that?
Genie who?
Genie Yu.
Oh, so he was Asian.
What?
Oh,
what?
My gosh.
What?
Steve, you know, sometimes I just... Someone punch him.
Hey, it's free thought day. Give me a break there.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
I'll let
punny.
You pass with that one.
Well, the last one that we got that we have to talk about, and this just happened, I guess, yesterday, Robert Forster, star of Jackie Brown, passed away at 78.
Oh, no.
Yeah, prolific character actor who was nominated for an Oscar in Quentin Tarantino's Jackie Brown, appeared in more than 100 films. He passed away yesterday here in Los Angeles due to brain cancer.
Small role in Breaking Bad as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tarantino,
he was also a great director.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. David Lynch cast the actor, let's see, in Mulholland Drive and the rebooted Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, what else did he do? Forster played Tim Allen's father in Last Man Standing, a rare comedy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
He did The Descendants, which was nominated for Ensemble Acting Prize for SAG and the Gotham Awards. He was born in Rochester, New York, and started to do Broadway. And he starred in Mrs. Daly Has a Lover, before John Huston casted him in Reflections in a Golden Eye, opposite Elizabeth Taylor and Marlon Brando.
He was handsome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking man.
He's a handsome guy.
Oh, yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
Handsome.
So I got an interview of him here.
I've been an actor almost 50 years. There was a point in my career when I stopped getting work, and I was getting lousy work, and I had 3-4 kids, 2 ex-wives. I was trying to get the kids through college. I began to worry that this was not going to happen for me. I was going to have to think of some other way to make a living. The thing happened right here at this table. Over there walks in Quentin Tarantino. Now, I had read for him about 5 years prior for Reservoir Dogs, and I thought I killed that audition. I didn't get the part. 5 or so years later, maybe 6, whatever it is, he walks in here, he's walking into the restaurant, I yell at him, come on over. He comes over, he sits down, he starts BSing with me and Frank. Along the way, I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm adapting an Elmore Leonard screenplay called Rum Punch. He said, why don't you read it? I did read it. 6 months or so later, I walk in, as every morning I do, I came out that door, Quentin Tarantino. He's sitting in my seat. And before I can even get to the table, he lifts up a script, he hands it to me, and he says, read this, see if you'll like it. No chasing, no nothing. This guy gave me a gift, the size of which cannot be exaggerated. And that put the career back into motion. Had that not happened, I was ready to jump at a moment's notice. You got to be ready, and you got to have a good attitude. And at that point, I had well understood and internalized that 3-step program. Accept all things. That gives you a good attitude. Deliver excellence right now. That gives you the best shot at the best future you've got coming.
You know what? He reminds me of Sidney Pollack.
Yeah,
he's got a quality, kind of a look, and the way he talks and stuff is like,
yeah,
really good.
So yeah, so actor Robert Forster passed away at 78 years old. So, well, today is also or this weekend starts the whole thing for No Cancer or Breast Cancer Month, basically. And today's like No Bra Day. Originally, we were going to do something special with you girls, but can't do that.
Oh,
so. Because, well, obviously, one's not wearing a bra today.
Oh, yeah. I'm not wearing one. Sorry.
And that's okay, you know.
And I haven't had enough tea.
Exactly.
Have some more tea.
So, I want some tea.
So I thought I'd share a song with you guys that I thought was pretty cool. This is from Rodney Carrington called Show Them to Me. So here we go.
Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on.
There is.
But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone.
I agree.
No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world.
So in.
Hashtag me too.
Show them to me.
Oh my God.
Show them to me.
The whole crowd just starts showing them.
Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free.
Oh my God.
They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you
Two
fun bags.
She just showed her tits to everybody. They look natural.
Show them
to
me. God, those were beautiful.
Too.
You
chose someone.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank
they
you.
Don't match. One's bigger than the other.
Can we go back to that part?
One's bigger than
you
the other.
Show me one.
This is from 2013, long
and
before the Me Too movement.
Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad. Your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show
them
to me.
Oh my gosh.
Show them to me.
Sean, the shit you find.
Oh, my gosh.
Once again, you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
If you got
Dos chichis.
Dos chichis.
Which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just saw two Spanish titties. Show them to me.
He's very sweaty.
Yeah. Would you be?
Yeah, because he's going to jail after this.
Even if you've had 13 kids,
showing backstage.
There's
no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. If you're a big fat man, I'm a titty fan, and I'd love to see yours too.
Sean, show us your boobies. Just one, Sean. Come on.
Just one boobie. Love it.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, yeah.
There you
Woo.
Go.
Yes. Oh, yep. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Gorgeous. That was the best.
Show them to me.
Back to
Show
it.
Show them to me.
You want some more?
Just like the girls gone wild on TV. Just lean back and show your act, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see all the world live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me what we'll make history. If you love your country.
Best line.
I said, if you love your country, Dallas, Texas, do you love your country?
Yes, wow.
Then stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me. Are damn nice. Thank you, sir, for providing those to this country. It's been a damn pleasure serving them.
Well, there you go, guys. So, Roddy Carrington.
Wow.
Classy. Classy, classy, classy.
I'm going to have a wow. great rest of the day.
Oh, yes.
Put a smile on my face.
Took me to a different place. She started her own song, Steve.
Oh, my.
Oh, there we go. Alrighty. Well, should you guys head on out?
I guess.
All right.
Probably.
So while they're out doing that, I want to cover something real quick. It is that national coming out day
it
for
is,
you.
It is.
And I want to discuss that with you real quick.
Yes.
Because you came out.
I did come out.
How difficult was that for you and your family?
So I'm from Ohio. I'm from Cincinnati. And just a little outside Cincinnati. And my family, my mom's side is very, they're Southern Baptist. Uh-huh. So and all my uncles were pastors. Mm-hmm. So I was raised in the church. My dad's side are German Catholic. They were pretty chill. They just drink a lot.
Right.
And then they you know.
And cook good food.
Yeah, man. They were all fat.
Oh, yeah.
And so it was kind of rough because, yeah, it was frowned upon. I was going to go to hell. And I knew very, very young. I knew probably like about, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old, I saw Olivia Newton-John. I was like, yeah, I definitely am not like my sisters. My sisters are very straight.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was rough. It was rough. I always knew. I kept it inside. I didn't, you know, I was a very tomboyish jock, but I was luckily this tiny little, you know, thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I probably would have cut my hair off and if I would have been bigger. And yeah, I'm 5 foot.
Yeah.
5 foot, 100 pounds, soaking wet. So... It just, you can't really butch out like that, you know what I mean? Well, I guess you can, but it looks odd.
Looks weird, yeah.
Yeah, but
small man
for
syndrome.
Me at least, for me, you know, yeah. There's some chicks who pull it off. So it was rough. I came out at 18. Okay. I came out right when I was moving away to Nashville. I was like, I'm gay, see ya. And then I was out of there. So
then you get a chance to react, and you get a chance to see the reaction.
Yeah, and I'm 40 now,
yeah.
And I've, you know, and they still kind of sometimes struggle with it. They just... They'll forever think it's a phase and that I made, you know, bad choices. I mean, they accept me. They're not always keen to my partners, you know, and I bring them home. So it's rough. And when I decided to have kids with, you know, my best friend, Dave, I had kids when I was, I got pregnant when I was 26, but I was out of college and I was like, I want to have kids and a family. And I wasn't with anyone at that time. Mm-hmm. And so my best friend and I were like, let's have kids. It was like a, you know, they thought, oh, she's going to go straight. I'm like, guys, he's gay.
Yeah.
He's, you know.
So did you go? Did you go in vitro, or did you guys go natural?
Yeah, we went. We went Jägermeister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. You get to a certain. You get to a certain point. It's like I'll do anything.
Jägermeister will make anyone gay or anyone straight. It doesn't. That's it's right. Like, it's like what's coming at me. So yeah, no more Jägermeister.
Kind of like Goldschlager.
I hope my kids don't listen to this.
But that's kind of cool though, because I mean, I remember when you and I first met and we talked about that and everything. The first thing that hit to me, it was kind of like the movie The Birdcage, where Robin Williams' character had an affair with the, with that one actress woman or whatever in the movie, you know, and they had the son together.
Is it Christine Baranski?
I can't remember who
it was.
Oh, I
love her. I think that's who
it is. But, yeah, it was a real-life version of that, though.
Kind of, yeah. I was out of a relationship. Dave was out of a relationship with one of my guy friends, and we were just like, you know what? We both wanted kids. I'm you know, atheist. Mm-hmm. I was agnostic at that time. Uh-huh. But we just lined up on everything. Like our morals, what we wanted. And we thought we would just like have the coolest kids and the coolest, you know, situation. Mm-hmm. We both wanted the same thing. So, and we did. We did for 10 years. He and I had a really good platonic working, you know,
relationship.
Yeah.
With the kids.
We cohabitated. He worked. I stayed home with the kids. He, you know, traveled and worked. It was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, and then it lasted for 10 years, and we couldn't do it anymore. We couldn't sustain it. So,
what was the reasoning behind that?
Well, eventually you want to be in love and you want to have a relationship, and you know, you want to, and he was doing his thing and I was doing my thing, you know, but you just, nobody wants to really date someone who's like locked into something like that, you know. So we owned property.
So you guys couldn't do, let's say, what do they call it? What's it called? Trying to find the right word.
No lesbian. No. I'll date you, and you live with a dude, and you had kids with a dude the old-fashioned way, and this is going to be awesome. No, women want you to their self.
No.
Polygamy?
No, not polygamy.
We're not Mormon. We weren't Mormon.
No, not polygamy. Polyamory?
Polyamory? No.
You couldn't go that route?
That's not me. I love Dave like a best friend. I mean, yeah. I chose the... For me, the best person, I have the utmost respect for him. He's an incredibly integral guy, but we weren't like that kind of in love. So,
what it is. Polyamory is supposed to be, it's supposed to fill those different things.
I wanted to have the, you know, the full on lesbian life. I wanted to, you know, get married one day, and I'm still waiting. I've been dating for all these, you know, years, but I think I'm good. I think I've found the one. Coming out was tough. It was easier because I moved away, and I could, you know, from a distance. I always say I love my family from 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
You know, I really do. I love my sisters. I miss my sisters so much. I miss my mom and my dad. But it's so different because my kids, my daughter's 15 now. She came out to me when she was 12. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mom, I think I'm gay. And she, you know, she's a little tomboy. She rocks her little, you know, she's into the non-gender, what is it? She's like the... I don't even know. There's so many things now. I can't even keep track.
But what about your son, though? I mean, how is...
He thinks he's gay or pansexual. I don't think he really knows yet. But I think that having two gay parents, you're like, I must be gay, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's a big thing now.
But they're not sexually active. They're just, you know, it's theoretical in their minds. So. But it is National Coming Out Day. My daughter said to me, she texted me the other day, and she was like, Mom, can you please bring my giant LGBTQ rainbow flag to school? I said, where is it? She goes, in the closet, where it should not be. And I thought, that's so funny.
That is funny.
I like that.
She's like, I guess I shouldn't keep it in the closet.
No.
My kids are so funny.
Of course, every time you go to use it, you'll be taking it out of the closet. Yes. That's symbolic.
Woo! Woohoo!
Yeah, well, we've got Bree on the phone.
Hello.
Hi, darling.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
All righty. So, we sent Bree and Zach down to our local farmer's market, basically to kind of check it out and wish everybody down there a...
We're live on the radio right now.
Yes, it is so cool here. We just got here. We're getting out of the car right now.
Okay.
So we are looking around. Let me go talk to some people.
Yeah.
So, would you mind getting interviewed? We are from your Weekly Dose podcast. I'm Bree. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. So tell me about your booth. What are you doing here?
Well, I sell wood burning art. I'm A.D. Burning Love. I do wood burning with a soldering iron. So nothing here that you see on display is
No, yeah. I used to do 3D art when I was in middle school, and I dabbled in wood burning. This is, how did you add the color onto that? Is that stain, or what is that?
Colored pencil.
Really? Colored pencil. Wow, that's so cool. Well, we're going to look around. We'll come back, definitely. Thank you so much. Hello, hello. Would you like to be interviewed? Maybe? No? No? Okay, all right. We'll come back to look around. Thank you. Hello. Would you like to be interviewed on a podcast? You don't mind? All right, so we're with your Weekly Dose podcast. My name is Bree. Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Cheryl. Cheryl from Cheryl Stunning Succulents. I have live arrangement. These are my pumpkins. They're bestsellers. They're drought-tolerant plants and low-maintenance.
Nice.
Wait, you guys, I have a question. I have a question for her. Yeah. Since it's National No Bra Day, and she was all like, these are my pumpkins, I think that fit right in.
That is true. Would you like me to tell her that?
No.
Say that? they would like me to mention that it's National No Bra Day today in support of Women's Breast Cancer Day. So just letting you know that as well. What would you say your most selling product? What do you?
Yeah, are my pumpkins. They're best sellers. For Halloween or Thanksgiving, your fall decor. And then these are my bestsellers here, Echeverias.
Oh, I love Echeverias.
All of them. They're very reasonable. The prices are reasonable. Awesome. I work from home because I still do have a primary job. So
okay.
This is my side hustle.
I love it. They're beautiful. We're going to come around and look in a little bit. Thank you so much.
Okay, don't forget to hand her one of the postcards, too.
Oh, yes. Let me 1 second. Let me give you one of these. Let me give one to our friend over there. Thank you. Here's one of these, by the way. And for you. Thank you. All right, let's...
Are there any other, farmers there where, they're selling produce or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. I'm heading over there right now. Let's see somebody right over here.
Strawberries.
Hi. Would you mind getting interviewed for our podcast? Cool. We're with your Weekly Dose. My name's Bree. Nice to meet you.
Nice.
What's your name?
Callie.
Cool. What do you sell here?
Oh, Callie.
Nice name. What are you selling? What do you do?
So we got here little leaf microgreens.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if you're familiar with
the
health benefits of microgreens.
I want some. Bring those, Bree. Bring those with you.
We got...
bring some? Oh,
yes.
My co-host said to bring some with
Bring
us.
The microgreens.
So we'll get some. Okay, I'll bring them.
No problem. So what we have here is microgreens are basically seedlings or very young vegetables or in some cases herbs.
Okay.
Very high in nutritional content, anti-cancer property.
Oh, wow.
Especially broccoli. Broccoli is really well known for substitutions in some cases for chemotherapy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you have folks out there that are driving towards more natural cancer fighting properties, microgreens are a good avenue to go towards.
Okay.
So today I have sunflower shoots, I have radish shoots, I have spice of salad mix. All these are wonderful.
And how do you consume?
Oh my God, I want everything.
Cook with them or? No, you don't need to cook with them because they are seedlings. All the nutritional value is in the natural state.
Okay.
And good on sandwiches, salads, potatoes.
It'd be nice chive replacements.
Yeah, it would be actually.
Yeah,
wow.
Your flavor to the next level.
Okay.
A lot of chefs use them, but a lot of health and people who are really wanting to add nutritional value to their daily diet and have a hard time getting that constant level of vegetables in their diet.
Right.
It's a good way of just helping them in as sandwich. They have up to 40 times more nutritional value than an adult version of the plant.
What would you recommend for taste out of these?
For taste, this is my biggest seller, and it's a spicy salad mix.
Yes.
It has
I'm getting turned on.
Microgreens.
Oh, really? My goodness.
Remember.
I love salad.
I love growing things in salad.
Good.
Your mustard and your arugula is where you're going to get all your flavor.
Oh,
and all the others have.
Wow.
Hey, Bree?
Vegetables are really high in a lot.
Yes.
Bree, try and get a card for her then.
Oh, yes.
See if she has a business card, because if she's talking about certain properties for cancer, we can pass them on to our friend Karen Volt.
Yes, yeah. Oh, totally, yeah. My friend back at the studio wanted to know if you guys have like a card or something. We have a friend who actually is dealing with cancer right now, so if we had some information, that would be wonderful. Thank you. Oh, yes. We are trying. Zach and I.
Just like it is.
All right.
Talk nutrients to me.
All right. Find one more. Wow, you guys just got horny on each other.
Do you hear me? Oh,
I'm already trying to
get a Oh, baby. Arugula.
Worm tea. Oh, add it.
They have a lot of, like, rich. Oh, that's spicy.
Oh, it's disturbing
the face. I like that one.
Is anybody there? Is anybody there selling like beef jerky or anything like that? Or
beef jerky? I don't see beef jerky.
No,
nobody's. Peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. Ooh.
Yeah,
peanuts are good.
Peanuts.
Lots of lectins in peanuts.
Oh, what about like cashews or anything like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cashews.
No, almonds are from California.
No, just nuts. Just peanut. Well,
just
maybe
nuts?
Just, no, just as roasted peanut.
All right.
They follow me everywhere I go.
How about like corn or anything like that? Anybody selling corn?
Corn.
Elote.
That looks like corn. Yeah. Should I go over there?
Yeah, go over there. Check it out.
Hi. My name is Bree from your Weekly Dose podcast. Would you mind being interviewed? Cool. What's your name?
Leon,
nice
yes.
Tell me about what you do
around
here.
We have our setup of fresh vegetables.
Okay.
Everything is from Riverside and from Moreno.
Okay.
And we are the actual farmers here.
Oh, you are. Wow.
Everything freshly picked from yesterday.
Wow. And
yes, I go.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get into something like that? Family or?
It's a family business.
Okay, cool.
We've been doing it for like the last 4 years.
Okay, so. Cool. And you just go to like every weekend, different markets, and see what's open, and then you get something like that.
We have this market every Saturday.
Oh, this is okay.
It's year round.
Okay.
It's Saturday from 9 to 2. And we also do every day we do a different market.
Okay, cool.
We start Monday to Sunday.
Nice. What do you sell the next of? Like what?
Duck numbers, which is all carrots, beef, fresh herbs, and strawberries.
Strawberries, they look really fresh. Cool. Well, thanks for filling the interview. Welcome. If you can, one of my team please check it out.
Perfect.
Cool. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Cool.
Nice meeting you. All right.
Good job, Bree.
Yes. Thank you.
They made me hungry.
I know.
All right,
we'll bring back some things.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, why don't you guys, we're going to segue into something else, and why don't you guys head on back then?
Head on back? All right,
cool. Head on back?
Yes. Oh, do we have one more thing?
Okay.
We're going to run back.
Okay, right. We'll see you guys soon. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love
bye.
You too.
So, where is this place? Where did they go to?
They went to the Cypress Farmers Market. It's right down the street here on Catella. It's over at the big church that's there. Well, I can't think of it right
now. I might stop by there on the way back. Back home. Do you ever do that? Do you ever get off the phone with somebody and you accidentally say, I love you, and you're like, shit! You hang up like, fucking...
Oh, why'd I say that to them?
Damn it, I hate that person. Why'd I...
Cottonwood Church.
Bree totally did that.
It's over at the Cottonwood Church here on Catella.
Cottonwood Church.
Yeah, that's where it's at. So, there you go. Yeah, local farmers still doing the same
that's
thing.
Awesome. They were so knowledgeable.
Well, they're selling their stuff. They better be knowledgeable.
That was. I mean, there was some real science going on there.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you know what? We've got some facts on Vermont over there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's at Vermont.
So, because, you know, it's all about Vermont
up
right
north.
Now.
I've never been.
So.
I always wanted to.
Well, you know, when you say you're going to Vermont, they go, oh, you're going up there, right?
Gar?
Now, Vermont's name comes from the French phrase, vert mont, meaning green mountain.
I was going to say green.
Yeah. Vermont became the 14th state in 1791.
Damn.
That was the fourth state. That's pretty, wow.
That's pretty late. Hmm.
It was the first admitted after the 13 colonies. I see. Well, if it was 14th, I guess that makes sense. Now, before that, it was its very own country. So Vermont was a country founded in 1777 The Vermont Republic operated a post office, issued its own currency called Vermont Coppers, and abolished slavery. Well, that's pretty cool. Now, Vermont's the largest... Why do we...
There's a lightsaber in here, I'm sorry.
It's flying around the room. Vermont's the largest producer of maple syrup in the U.S., producing over 500,000 gallons a year.
What?
That's a lot of syrup.
It is.
You just kind of pour it over your head.
The lightsaber's still going off.
Yes, it is. Vermont's also America's number one producer of marble.
Marble?
Huh. I didn't know that. And the number two producer of talc, which is like talcum powder, which I don't think we use talcum powder anymore.
It's very toxic to your lungs. Yeah. You can't breathe it. Yeah.
Now, they're the state's official rock and mineral, respectively. So the rock is marble and the mineral is talc. Get that out of there. With a population of just 7,787 in 2012, Montpellier is the smallest state capital in the U.S. In comparison, Juneau, the capital of Alaska, and the sixth smallest state capital by population, has 32,167 people.
Interesting.
That's Vermont. Yeah.
Bernie Sanders.
It's
Bernie's
right up
from
there,
Vermont.
Right up there by Maine. That was very interesting. I like learning about states I've never been to.
Me too. It makes me want to go more.
So
I found a lightsaber next to me.
Yes,
and while
did.
He was going over his state list, I pushed a button and it was I don't know what happened. So.
It turned on and I felt threatened. Like,
I'm a button pusher.
I'm going to lose a hand here.
I distracted you. I'm sorry.
And not only that, though, but it felt like it was a vibrator in the background.
It was.
Too.
It was
like,
strange.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
That thing making
yeah.
that noise?
It was.
Well.
Yeah. It was.
Oh,
it doubles as a. Never mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you like the song I picked, though? The Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
I didn't hear it.
He makes anything sound like
it's
you want to be
Moonlight,
there.
It was Moonlight in Vermont.
Oh,
Frank
okay.
Sinatra. So.
Yeah. The Von Trapp family that inspired The Sound of Music moved when they left. They moved to Stowe, Vermont in 1942. And the descendants there are still running the family ski lodge.
Wow, to this day?
That's, yeah. Wow. And we hope spontaneously bursting into song as well. Lake Chaplain has its own monster. Like, you know, there's Nessie.
Is it Chaplain or Champlain?
Okay, I'll say it. Champlain.
Champlain.
Well, Champ is said to be friendly, 20 to 80 feet long.
Now, how do they know it's friendly, though?
Really,
come on.
It's all made up anyway, so I guess
you're such
it can
a good little sea monster. You're such a good little sea monster. Look at him wag his tail. Look at him wag his tail. You're such a good little sea monster.
And I love the extremes of these legends. It's like he's either 20 or 80 feet.
Well, which is he?
I know, and he has a head like either like a snake or a dog.
Well, those two things look similar.
There was a famous photo taken of him in 1977.
You're such a good little sea monster. You're looking for my
tail.
Give me a little
scratchy under the chin.
You're such a good
He wants to go sleep in the bed with
the lady.
Yeah,
let's sleep in my bed.
This is not what a licker or eater.
We're going to need a bigger bed.
More.
Now, according to a 2013 Gallup poll, Vermont's the least religious state in the U.S.
Hey, that's perfect for you, then, Elmer.
I want to go there. Only 22% of the respondents said they consider religion important and regularly attend religious services. So,
I thought Seattle was the least religious of all the cities.
Nope, it's Vermont.
I'm going.
Vermont, yeah. Now, one thing that's not legal in Vermont is billboard advertising.
Really?
That's kind
of Vermont
nice.
Is one of four states that ban commercial billboards. Yay! The others are Maine, Hawaii.
That's true. There are no billboards in Hawaii. That's right. Yeah.
And Alaska.
Oh.
Go ahead. Ask them.
Okay. Hey, Hawaii, why are there no billboards in
Alaska?
Give us a call,
Hawaii.
Alaska? I guess in Alaska, it's just too damn cold to go out and put them up.
Yeah, nobody wants to.
I'm not going out there just for a billboard. Okay, and here we go. Last fact about Vermont. Okay. Vermont has one telephone area code, and they're proud of it. You'll see 802 on T-shirts, bumper stickers, and even tattoos.
All right. Now, I know now my next tattoo and my next T-shirt.
Area code done. 802.
I can just see everyone walking down. There you go, bitch. 802.
Right yeah. next to my Bernie tattoo.
They
Bernie.
Probably have a gang sign, you know, 802.
Now, what are the golf courses like in Vermont? That's my next question.
Ooh.
I bet there's some lovely golf courses there.
They probably are.
Better, there better be.
They're probably hilly.
There should be, so. Well, let's actually kind of cover something else, though, called What's News?
What's News, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's News, Pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
This is just, I don't know on this one, but the title on this, Doctor Finds a Live Tick Inside Ear of Woman with Tetanitis.
What? That's disgusting.
Hmm.
That's horrifying. So where was she? Because I'm never
tick
going there.
Singing in her ear.
Mm. Oh! Yeah. Basically, a doctor at a hospital in Thailand shared a video.
Thailand. Okay, not going.
Okay.
I've been
of unusual discovery inside the ear of a woman complaining of tetanitis. Basically, a tick. Dr. Paradee, 37, was at this hospital there, said that a 50-year-old woman came into the hospital complaining of a ringing sound that had been in her left ear for weeks. The doctor looked inside the woman's ear and discovered a tick.
Wouldn't that hurt?
Discovered a tick had bitten the inside of her ear repeatedly.
Oh.
You like that?
Ow.
Tick, tick, tick,
ding,
tick.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ow. Yeah.
Tick,
anyway.
Tick, tick.
Tick, tick, so, tick, tick.
Yeah. The doctor said that the tick was deep in the woman's ear canal and was removed via suction. Luckily, the tick didn't lay any eggs or had it embedded in her ear because that would take longer to remove and might have involved an operation, the doctor said. I like to warn all animal lovers to regularly shower your pets, especially in this rainy season before playing and taking them to bed with you. So,
yeah, you have an animal that lives outside, and you get it in your bed. You don't know what else is coming to visit.
Yeah.
So
yeah, there was another story I read a while back too, where a woman was wondering, she was concerned about her pet snake. It was she had a python.
Her pet stink.
Snake.
Her pet snake. Okay.
It was a Burmese python.
I heard stink too.
I heard stink.
Okay. Yeah. It was a Burmese python. And apparently it started to stretch as it laid next to her, you know, and it wasn't eating. And what it was doing was preparing to eat her.
What? So it was stretching out next to her?
To see how long it would take to devour her and if it would.
What?
Yeah. So it didn't eat because she tried feeding it, you know, other things or whatever. But because the snake slept with her. It started to stretch out to see.
She might have deserved to be eaten by the snake.
Yeah.
I mean, the snake was really putting some effort forth, and so was she.
Oh, absolutely.
If a snake is that big,
yeah,
what are you doing with it in your bed?
I don't want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway.
I heard Burmese python in there as well. So
I can't talk right now.
What did her bed smell like?
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Snakes aren't potty trained.
Hmm.
That's true, they're not.
Okay. No, they can't be.
Now, New Zealand is apparently a really fun place, and it's a very exciting place, and it's also got a lot of things you have to watch out for. And one of those is when suddenly you have to abandon your home because a mud geyser comes out of the ground.
Yay!
Holy crap, really?
Yeah, a muddy geyser takes over a New Zealand family's home. They had to flee, and the neighbors were being warned to keep a distance after the muddy geyser started swallowing the property.
Oh, wow.
How fun. Susan Getty said she awoke Tuesday morning at her home in Rotorua to what she initially thought was an earthquake. And she said she looked out of her kitchen and spotted a big geyser coming out of the ground. Her family abandoned the home and they ran. And the lakes, the Rotorua Torua Lakes Council had to warn of ground collapse in the area, and they all had to watch out for it. People had to, get out of their home if it was close, or stay away, or they fenced off the area, and it started coming too close. And so the geothermal and regulatory inspector, Peter Brownbridge, said,
"Oh, Brown, perfect."
Slightly more ground collapse on the property when inspectors examined it Friday morning. So be careful in New Zealand
of mud geysers.
Of mud geysers.
Okay. Yeah. Mine's sweet.
Oh, is it?
Mine gives you like faith in humanity, which we need more of.
Yeah.
A Wisconsin bus driver was caught on camera saving the life of a turtle that was slowly crossing the road in the path of another oncoming bus. The Milwaukee, that's how you pronounce it, by the way, Milwaukee County Transit System shared surveillance footage of the bus driver. His name is Yangnam Yangnam. His mom,
say that three times real fast.
Yangnam Nam Yang. Yang Yang Yang. Stopping the vehicle on an Oak Creek Road and getting out to carry the little turtle to the side of the road. And then a second oncoming bus appears moments later and drives over the spot that was formerly occupied by the turtle. The incident occurred next to the Milwaukee Area Technical College's Oak Creek campus.
Yay.
I just like pronouncing things as they should be. I love being correct.
Oh, correct.
I don't know if you guys heard or not, but, you know, with all the uproar and everything of things going on, you know, in Washington, D.C., apparently Jane Fonda got arrested again.
Good for her. Right. She's on the good side.
Yep, and she hopes it happens again. Jane Fonda got arrested yesterday, and she hopes to make it a regular occurrence.
Yay.
How old do you think she is?
She's like almost 90.
No, I thought she was in her, like, 80s. 70s, 80s?
81.
Okay.
80s.
Anyway, she still looks good for a woman her age.
Yes. Yes. Well, she did the Jane Fonda workout.
Well, not only that, she had some plastic surgery done, too.
Well, you know. You gotta, you gotta help yourself a little bit.
Just a little.
Yeah. Well, the 81-year-old actress was arrested at a climate change protest in D.C.
Go, girl.
Reports Entertainment Tonight as she just as... Blah, 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 hold on. Reports Entertainment Tonight, just as she planned it. Oh, so she wanted to get arrested. Fonda has moved to D.C. for 4 months to take part in protests every Friday at the Capitol. So if you want her autograph, there you go. There she tells the Washington Post that she aims to get arrested by refusing 3 requests to disperse. Fonda says 4 months is all she could wrangle from Netflix between seasons of her popular series Grace and Frankie. She says, I'm going to take my body, which is kind of famous and popular right now because of the television series. I'm going to D.C., and I'm going to have a rally every Friday, Fonda says. It'll be called Fire Drill Friday, and we're going to engage in civil disobedience, and we're going to get arrested every Friday, end quote.
Make a
Yay.
Difference.
I just saw an interview with her and Lily Tomlin.
Oh, my gosh. They're amazing.
Cool, they are. They're still funny, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you ever see her in Newsroom?
No.
Oh, God, like that was so good.
That was in the late 90s, right?
No, this is like 2000. Yeah. It was the one with...
Well, that would be the late 90s or 2000.
It's the one with, Jeff Daniels. It was the Aaron Sorkin one.
Oh, okay, Newsroom. Okay, wasn't that... Okay, let's
go. Yeah, Newsroom. Oh, so good, because she played like a CEO in that whole thing, and she was good. She was really, really good.
Okay.
Well, here's something that I hope never happens where I am. The Denver temperature dropped 64 degrees in 18 hours.
Oh!
To go from summer to winter in less than a day. You usually have to go through fall first, or you could live in Denver. The city recorded one of the biggest temperature changes in its history this week, with the mercury going from a balmy 83 degrees at 3 p.m. Wednesday to a frosty 19 degrees at 9 a.m. on Thursday.
I was going to move there.
Wow.
No more.
Now, the cold front that moved in Wednesday evening brought the biggest two-day October temperature switch on record, and Friday morning is expected to have the coldest temperatures recorded so early in the season. See, that's the thing with this climate. Things are getting extremes both ways. Heavy snow caused numerous car crashes Thursday as well as flight delays at the Denver International Airport.
So 80s to snow.
83 to 19 and snow.
That is insane. But there's no climate change.
No.
No.
Yeah. Right.
No. No, wasn't it like... Right? Just this last winter, that cold front came down and it was like
below zero,
like in Atlanta or something. It went way down into the country. It was nobody had ever experienced that before.
Yeah. And what it kind of reminded me of is that movie.
Day After Tomorrow.
Is that the one with Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
The three, the sun. Yeah, the three superstorms all come together. That's what it reminded me of.
Oh yeah, I love the scene where they're hiking across New York on the snow, and he breaks through the roof of the library.
Yeah, the skyscrapers are just the tops of them are just sticking out over the ice.
Oh yeah,
it could be a reality. You never know. Yeah, it's possible. That's right.
What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's news, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
They brought me Starbucks.
It's
green.
Oh
my God, I love you guys.
Why is it green?
It's matcha.
I wasn't sure if you wanted iced or hot.
Matcha
was
green.
Good?
It doesn't. I don't care. Good. As long as the caffeine gets in me, I'm good.
Yep, put it in.
We bought four salsas.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
You spent $25 on salsa.
Jesus.
Salsa?
Yeah. All right, we're getting here. We got to do the game.
This is so good.
What do I do with this?
Thank you, guys.
All right.
I didn't think you guys were really going to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, we really did.
They really did. That's why it took so long.
It's me. What are you talking about?
We had some good conversations.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah. But now they're back and we're so happy.
I'm double fisting with them.
Anyways.
We love you guys.
We love you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's time for Quiz Me with You.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm all settled in. Question number one.
Steve.
Yes.
Matcha.
Matcha.
No. Drunk in Love is a famous song of which singer?
Brie, Beyonce.
Jeez.
Wow.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
I knew that was going to be too easy.
Yonce.
Yeah.
Question number two.
Steve.
Sean.
Sean and Steve.
Beyonce.
I was going to guess Ohio.
What? Yeah.
What tattoo does David Bowie have on his ankle or had?
I don't know.
Oh.
Clue, it's an animal. It's a very small animal.
Sean.
Brie?
Sean.
Oh. A Pekingese.
No.
Brie, a mouse?
No. As far as size, you're getting there. Last clue, it is a reptile.
Brie? Sean. Lizard?
Brie. Wait, Brie?
I was going to say lizard.
Who said lizard?
Brie Amber did. Said lizard, but I said
whoever said lizard is correct.
She said we have a point.
Let's split it.
All right, split.
I'm just going to drink my latte.
Okay, here's split question number three.
I thought you were going to say Jennifer Connelly.
Ooh.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind splitting her.
Which animal's small intestine is used in the manufacturing of gut strings of Spanish guitars? Sean.
Cats.
What?
No.
Okay. Scared gut?
Steve.
Intestines?
I'll read again. Which animal's small intestine is used in the manufacturing of gut strings of the Spanish guitars?
Sean, Steve. After it goes around the room.
Who?
Steve.
I'm horrified.
Lamb.
Close, but that's not the answer I needed.
Goat?
Who said that?
Amber.
No.
Brie?
You said lamb? Sheep? Then?
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Since when is a lamb not a sheep?
The adult version.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a big difference, okay?
Okay, if you have one sheep,
what's number four?
A sheep. What if you have two sheep?
Then you're rather sheepish.
It's still a sheep. I'm getting sheepy.
Oh, boy.
Which song is the only non-album release of Led Zeppelin?
Huh?
What?
Is it a single?
Which song is the only non-release album of Led Zeppelin? Or non-album release. Non-album
so
release.
Like a
I'm sorry.
Song?
Yeah.
Is that what it's saying?
So
like their only single?
Led
maybe?
Zeppelin. Come
Sean,
on, Sean.
Sean, we haven't released this yet.
No.
Steve.
Steve.
Black Dog?
No. It's Hey, Hey, What Can I Do?
Yeah. I don't even know that one.
No, I don't either.
What? Yeah. Are you sure you read that properly?
You want to look at my phone? Well, now well, I got to scroll up because you probably saw the next question.
I got the next answer.
Steve. Oh, my
God. Ohio. Vermont.
Vermont.
There you go.
Okay, name the longest movie ever made.
Steve.
Steve.
Gone with the Wind.
No? You think so, but no.
Huh. Oh, I know this.
Amber.
Amber.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Oh.
I don't know, but I just...
I know this.
Brie, that Avatar movie was
amazing. No, but it does start with an A.
Huh.
We actually, the thought music we had created a nice...
Sean.
Ambiance.
Anaconda?
No, Amber just got it right.
On accident. I just fill in the blanks there.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. What, no.
The longest
the hell is
movie ever made was Anaconda.
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 Big long snake moving slow.
Sleeps in my bed. Pees in my bed. Tries to eat me. You missed that. You see, she missed the article.
Not in a good way.
Big mouth.
What? I'm so confused.
We all are.
Just drink your drink.
Yeah.
Okay. Hilarious.
Question number 7.
I think my snake is trying to...
Let's do another movie one. Name the earliest 3D film.
Oh, God.
It's like Sean and Steve generation.
Brie Superman? Is there a 3D Superman? I feel like that would be a...
No.
I'm gonna guess it was really
big. It's actually a name of a Huey Lewis song.
We need people to call in with these, you know? We'll do that one bit.
I want a new drug.
Sean, here's like the clue that you'll probably get. It's a Huey Lewis in the News song.
Well, that's why I said I want a new drug right now.
I don't know that one, so I didn't.
One that won't make me sick.
The Power of Love.
I never heard of that.
Ambiance, The Power of Love, these are going to be shit movies. They've got to be just shit.
Well, here we go. Question number 7. That's, damn it, I do it again. I do that every week.
And on number 7.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which nail grows faster?
Sean. The pinky.
No.
Brie. The ring.
No, it's going to be just name off all the things that we get.
Steve. Big toe.
No.
Brie, the middle.
Finally, yes.
Yay, really?
So far as I'm concerned, Brie is winning.
Yes. I finally win something.
That's the one you always have. That's the one you always have to keep trimmed.
Fun. Yeah.
I bite mine.
Me too.
How many countries are there in Asia?
Steve.
Steve.
17.
No.
Brie, 26.
Brie's getting close.
Hey.
I'm sorry, it's been a busy
Boy, you got fat fingers today.
I know.
Sean. 29.
God, no, here we go.
Brie, 28.
Nope. I'm going to get the buzzer
darts. We're just throwing darts now, just at any number.
All right, it's 48.
Really?
You said I was close when I said 26.
Well, because I thought you guys start going higher than 28 and 29. Yeah. I thought that at some point 30 might get thrown in there.
We're not telepathic.
All right.
What
question am I on? 9?
8?
Maybe 10, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? We'll do 2 more.
The next one.
What's the capital of Costa Rica?
Steve. San Juan.
Oh, wow. You are close. You got half of it.
Brie. Juan Carlos.
San something.
It's San something.
I got the Juan.
Shit, I've been there. Why, this is terrible. This is really spooky.
Brie.
Brie.
San Simeon?
What?
I've heard of that place. No, I've heard of... I think it's a place.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's where they have the Hearst Castle.
Oh, totally. Okay.
Yeah, Central Coast, California.
Oh,
yeah.
So not...
Not quite close enough.
I just heard of it. Okay.
San
Good
Ramon.
All
right, what is it? San Jose.
That's in California, too.
Yeah.
That's the right answer, though.
I used to know the way to San Jose.
Did you? You forget?
Yeah.
To San Jose. Yeah. La, 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 la.
Question number 9.
Ooh, that's San Josean for 9.
God. All right, I'm kind of on the fence about this. I guess this is really kind of a matter of who you ask. Name the first heavy metal band.
What?
Steve.
Sean. No, Steve's first.
No, Steve, sorry.
The Who.
No.
Breathe. Black Sabbath.
Correct.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
Sabbath.
Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Black
Sabbath. Sabbath.
Oh, God, we're at the end. Thank God.
Is that
it? Someone's calling me. Hold on.
Someone's calling you.
Back. Get to it. Who wrote the song My Heart Will Go On?
Steve.
Steve.
Celine Dion.
That's correct.
She wrote it? I knew she sang it.
Yeah.
She wrote it.
Oh.
I didn't think she wrote it. Yeah, she sang it. I don't think she wrote it.
Whatever, I lost it.
All right, well, we will never know. Google it if you want to. We'll Google it. You Google it.
She sung the damn song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that.
Let's play some Sabbath.
Yeah. I'm kind of feeling it.
Exactly. Well, we had a good show today.
We did.
It was fun.
It was.
Yeah.
We got some
songwriters of
Three
My
finally
Heart
broke up.
Will Go On are James Horner music and Will Jennings lyrics.
So Celine Dion did not write it.
Okay. Well, whatever. My bad.
Well, go out, guys. Have a good weekend. It looks like it's going to be a nice weekend here in Southern California.
Santa Ana wins. I'm over the Santa Anas.
Yeah. True. Very windy.
I'm so over it. They're miserable
the
right now.
At least it's not too hot.
Yeah. Not too bad. Well, the show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1.
You can find me, Steve, on Twitter at SilvaLining69. On Facebook, simply Steve Silva.
And Twitter, Instagram, at Zombie Mel Gibson.
And you can find me on Instagram at Bumble_Bree0713 and signing off as HeyYou.com.
Of course, Steve's has 69 at the end.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Now,
he's an old guy.
In my defense, that was given to me by
our first co-host.
Our first co-host.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah,
next time. Okay.
Yeah, V told me to do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you can find me on Instagram, Amber Ash McCary.
Hey, can you find me, Sean? On Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, I made it easy for everybody. Simply Sean Roberts, HC. So there you go. Well,
HC.
That's yeah.
Human contact.
That too, yeah. Exactly. All right, guys, we'll go out and have a beautiful weekend. We will catch you next week, so be good to each other. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, world. I want the world to know. I got to let it show.
Listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.